Right, joining me this week for Bygones Feature is Margaret Mills once again. And Margaret, I think this week you're taking us off to the racetracks, is that right?
I am indeed. Racecourses is the topic for this week. Mm-hmm. Did you know that in the 18th and 19th century, in Essex and presumably elsewhere as well, pop-up racecourses were fashionable?
What's a pop-up racecourse?
Well, one that just suddenly appears.
Oh, well, there you go. Oh,
there you are. And you thought pop-up shops were modern.
There you are.
Pop-up racecourses, you know, date way back. As far as pop-up racecourses go, they were usually confined to temporary things like fairs.
Right.
And they would decide as one of the attractions to mark out a racecourse. But actual permanent racecourses, we were quite well off in Essex.
Yep.
There was one at Navesock.
Yep.
There was one at Gallywood. Who could forget Gallywood,
oh,
of course.
That's the one I know.
The
yeah.
most important one. I'll be talking about Gallywood a bit next week.
Oh, right.
Worley and Rittle.
Rittle as well.
Rittle at Oxney Green.
Well.
At Rittle. Now, these racecourses were incredibly popular and quite a lot of money changed hands. The Rittle one, interestingly, was very much supported by the Peter family of Essex's own in Gatestone Hall, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And the 11th Lord Peter was great horseman. It's said that at one point he actually purchased Napoleon's old horse, the famous Marengo.
Oh.
I don't think he kept Marengo very long. He sold him on, presumably for a profit. But the 11th Lord Peter heavily supported the racecourse at Rittle. He gave prizes, he gave silver cups. Mm. So, yes, we were part of the horse racing fraternity in Essex. Forget Epsom Downs and places like that, you know, come to Essex.
Okay, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks very much.
You're going to be looking at some more racecourses next week then.
Yes. I'm going to be concentrating on Gallywood
okay.
next week.
Look forward to that.
Thank you.